All right, well, here we are again on another Sunday, this time March 4th, I believe, and we're in an event we call Learning Together, and we're going to talk of all things today about learning together. I'm giving some presentations on the topic at the TESOL Arabia conference on March 9th. I'm going to be streaming that live, I hope, through the same system I'm using right now, and I'm just kind of at a stage where I need to start thinking what I'll put in my presentation. And then I'm going to also give it at the TESOL conference in Philadelphia. And that's later this month. Maybe I think it's the 31st of March. So there I'll need a slideshow. So I was going to try and develop that. I guess I should mention that I is Vance Stevens in Abu Dhabi. And we have with us Rita from Argentina, and Nina from Ukraine, I believe. And Kim, I'm not sure where you're from. Do you want to tell us? Did I get that all correct? Let us know, please. Say hi. Introduce yourself. Okay, Nina's having trouble with her mic, but I was right. She's in Ukraine. And Kimberly is in Ohio, USA. And anybody else want to say anything before we start? Any expectations for what we're going to do today? Or any way you'd like to drive the discussion? Let us know from the outset. So feel free to speak.
Hi, everyone. I thought I would just let you know that I'm not actually in a teaching position. I work for an ITC, and that's an information technology center. We provide support to our local schools, both through the internet, some phone service, and the software that they use for their students and for their teachers.
Okay, thanks, Kim. Rita, would you like to say hi from Argentina?
Yes, hi Vance again, and hi Kim and Nina, and welcome Kim to this group. I guess this is your first visit to this group, and you won't regret it, believe me. I mean, it's been an amazing group. I've been lucky to be here for many years now, though lately I haven't been too often together, but anyhow. I think that it's just when you come to this group and you start becoming a member of this group, you realize that there is a before and an after. Because I've been to several groups, and I can tell you positively that no other group is the same. I mean, there is such a friendliness, such a warmth, such a welcoming attitude from every single member. And you learn so much. So those two things together give the clue and the possibility of allowing us teachers from all corners in the world to share. That's the main word I would really use. Sharing what we learn, sharing explorations, and sharing achievements and failures and everything we need to share, because all human beings need to share. And this is the group, so welcome, Kim.
Yeah, well, that's kind of our topic today. What I'm going to do is, just as I said, I'm going to prepare just off the cuff some things I'd like to tell people at these other two audiences I have, and I guess Kim being here, if she's not all that... Are you familiar with Webheads, Kim, and Learning Together? Are you... how familiar are you with those two?
I'm not familiar at all. Captain is an assignment. I'm in graduate school at Wright State University, so to participate in one of the events in Captain was one of our assignments. And when I was talking to someone from the help desk last week, they were telling me what a great event this was, the Webheads event, and that I should try to participate. So here I am.
Well, that's great. We're glad you came. By the way, I'm going to just pop on a video camera here just to show you who I am, where I am. And I don't normally dress up for these things, but I had to rush in from work to do this. So and I don't like to run my video too long because it degrades the sound, but just to get a little cameo. Oh, by the way, you can take a picture. Let's see. Here's a picture. I just took one. I think the picture goes onto the whiteboard if you take one. Let me just check and see. Let me switch this off. The whiteboard is behind the web tour. Yep, there it is. There's my picture there. And you can do that too if you want. So the web tour, the window marked web tour, moves off of the whiteboard. And if you want, you can run your video camera and snap a picture, and we'll get some faces up here. So anyway, please put a hand out. Well, you know, actually, I could. Does everyone have a headset on? Because if you do, I could open more than one mic. Rita is not counting because your mic's not working. But Rita, do you have a headset?
Yes, Mark, I have a headset.
Okay, then I'll open up a couple more mics. Even though if you're not talking, you might want to just mute your mic, switch it off, or just make sure it's down. I'm going to open up more mics so that we can see maximum number of talkers. I'll make three. That's Rita, Kim, and I. So anybody has any questions, just go ahead and chime in. And if you aren't talking, just leave your mic off. So, well, basically, Kim is a perfect audience because we really need someone here who doesn't know anything about us, and that's really great because that's the kind of people I'll be talking to. And of course, it's always wonderful to have some supporters as well. So basically, I put the front page up here. I think I kind of went backwards though because I put the front page to Learning Together, and there's a sidebar on that front page. I'm going to pop to some other sites in Learning Together. For example, here is our index. Actually, give you a moment to scroll down there and see all the Learning Together presentations we've had since 2010. And actually, there's one from 2009, which is Teresa. We were talking about doing Speed Geeks at that time. We called them Speed Geeks. We got the Speed Geek idea from Webheads in Action Online Convergence. And Webheads in Action Online Convergence is part of the history of Learning Together. So maybe I should go back to 1998, which is when Webhead started, or I should say when we started meeting Sundays at this time. That group, Webheads in Action, back at that time, let me see if I can just scroll through a few windows here. One thing I'll do when I give the presentation, I'll put these in a different order. So this is the chat log window. Oh, I should also put these into the chat. There we go. This is where I'm visiting right now. So if you scroll down and look at the chat logs, you can see that from 1998, 1999, 2000, etc., we used to record all our chats that took place on Sundays at this time. We started using TapedIn. That's how we that's how they know us at TapedIn. So we started, I think, about 1998 when it was a Moo. What's a Moo stand for? Multiple user object oriented, something like that. We used to be able to make robots and things like that. But basically, we were meeting with students. Let's see if I can find a page that shows the pictures of the students. I'm not sure if I can see it just immediately here. This is a really terrible interface, isn't it? Community, I think that's it. Virtual community, maybe that's it. Doesn't really look like it. No, that's not it. Okay, anyway. One of those up there. There's a picture of all the students. It has pictures of everybody. Main page, maybe. That's got to be it. Yes, okay. So if you scroll down on this one, you can see the pictures of all the people who were with us at that time. And that was, these people are mostly from 1998, and then afterwards. You can see a lot of people who look like they might be learning English, and then you can also see a lot of people who are looking older and kind of like teachers. And what happened with Webheads is that the student group had eventually started attracting teachers, and the teachers started drowning out the the students. And when that happened, then we, I should go back and just put that in the text chat. I got to remember to do that when I, let's see, that's the page I was looking at. Put the URLs in the text chat. We started something we call Webheads. This is webheads.info. Actually, in 2002, we had an EVO, or Electronic Village Online session, where we started, the teachers started taking over from the students, really. And these are off this page, this webheads.info page. You can find a lot of links. Let's see if we can find Webheads in action. See what this would look like. Let's see. Put that one in there. There we go. If you scroll down there, did you go? Yeah, you see the new bunch of people who started in 2002. So anyway, that's just a little background just to let you know that we've been doing this for 14 years. And 2002 is when Rita joined us. And I don't know, Nina, when did you join us? Do you want to type in the text chat when that was? So, oops, I lost my web tour. Here it is, okay. This is confusing for me. It's confusing because if I click on the web tour, it goes behind the window. Yeah, so Nina was one of our original people. One nice thing about communities of practice, we call this a community of practice, and where we have a lot of people, almost 1,000 people. We're pretty much touching on 1,000 in our Yahoo group. And yes, there's another, what have you just put up here? Oh, yeah, this is the more photos. Yeah, okay. Right. I'm clicking on that, and it's going to open it in a separate browser window. And oh, something just happened. Okay. I think Firefox is updating. Yes, it is. It's updating. Okay. I'll just put that here. I think that's the picture I have up. You've got the mirror site up there, but at least it's, let's see what you just put up. Yeah, that's the same one I just had up. Okay, that's the mirror, and if I try to go to it properly, it would be here, and I'll put that into the text chat. That's very helpful, though. Okay, so that's the site that I just visited. So, just at about the time that Nina, the last date, 2005, that's when we started doing our online convergences. And let's see if I can find a link for the online convergences in here somewhere. If not, I could just paste it in there. We'll just, it's trying to stumble all over the, this is definitely not a good way to go when I'm giving this presentation. I'm clicking on arrows, and the arrows are stopping. Okay, so there's our Webheads in Action Online Convergence portal page. And we had these convergences in 2005, 2007, and 2009. And the idea was that we were getting a critical mass of people who were learning from one another, and I thought maybe just to jazz it up a little bit, we should try and formalize what we were doing. In 2005, I don't know how far back you can remember in online conferences, but in 2005, people were having online conferences, but often they would charge for them. And you had to put in a credit card, and there was usually a paywall. And I think in 2006, K-12 online conference started. That's another really good ongoing conference. It actually still takes place every year. But we decided Webheads has always run without funding. There has never been any money moving through Webheads at all. In fact, Learning Times, where you had to register to sign up for this presentation, that is an entity that tries to make a little money in education. But they're also pretty altruistic, and they have this highly altruistic side, and they use Illuminate for their money-making presentations, but they give Illuminate rooms to people that they feel are worthy, and so they gave one to Webheads a long time ago. And then they've just maintained that grant over the years. So I think, in fact, in these three online convergences we had, they supported us by pretty much organizing our conference for us. They set up the rooms for us. They organized how we could get the recordings and how we could change from one room to another. They did all that for free, which is really nice. So, but basically, those convergences, they happened. There were each 3-day events. They took place basically over 72 hours. We didn't have presenters for each of the 72 hours, but probably we had maybe 50 or 60 presentations during those 3 days. So people were coming and going and sleeping and doing whatever. It was just kind of it was pretty intense, actually, getting it set up, organizing it, thinking about it. When we first did it in 2005, we had referees and submissions, and we tried to vet the papers, but after a while we figured out that we were accepting everything. No one was submitting anything to a conference like that unless they had some kind of expertise or familiarity with what we were doing. And we got lots of quality presentations. We had lots of interesting speakers. But in 2011, that would have been the next one, I just kind of petered out. I just couldn't do it. So that's why I decided that since we've always met at noon GMT in Tapton, where I just met Kim, and that's been kind of a fixture for us, noon GMT. I think that's 7 a.m. Kim's time. So we're pretty reliably there or somewhere in the area at that time every week, and we've been that way for the last 14 years. But what I sort of decided to do, and you can tell that from the index. Let me see if I can pull that back up. Scroll back here and find the index. Okay, it's not too far from here, but my web tour isn't... oh, goodness, lots of clicks just happened. Here we go. Nope. Maybe I could just type in the... This is really helping me in my presentations because it should be one more back. Here we go. Yes, there it is. Here's our index. So as you can see, if you scroll down there, you can see all the presentations that we started having. We have about 50 a year, I suppose. We might miss a week or two out. But so that's over the last 3 years, 150 presentations more or less. And that seems to me to be a lot less stressful and easier way to, learn from each other, which is the whole point of what we do. And if you scroll down through there, you can see that we have some really fine expertise. The last person we had present, let me just put that, there's the link I'm looking at now. If I go over to the Postrus blog, what I do is once an event has been given, I remove it from the list of upcoming events and I blog it. And the Postrus blog actually, in some cases, will let me podcast. It should form a podcast. I put a feed burner on it, and I don't find it to be a very robust site for podcasting, so I don't really know how it's working. But if you scroll down there, some places you'll find a little yellow, here's one right here. Okay, this is a presentation that I gave, and I made a, there we go, okay. So you'll find there a yellow play button, and so that actually forms a podcast because I got the MP3 recording for that. At Postrus, you can upload the MP3s themselves, and if you just run FeedBurner and tell FeedBurner that you're a podcaster, then FeedBurner creates a feed for you. And then you should be able to go to a URL and pick up that feed. And that information, in fact, should be somewhere on this page. Well, it's definitely... Anyway, we do have it somewhere. I'm just not sure exactly where it is. But that's kind of what we're doing right now. That's what Learning Together is about at the moment. Do you have any questions, Kim? Is that pretty clear to you, or... Any comments from Rita or Nina?
No comments, Vance, only that you've been really the engine and the creator and the moderator ever of this group and the soul of the group, really, so that Kim knows that, hadn't it been for you, I mean, this group would have collapsed, but it's having a mentor who really keeps going and urges us all enthusiastically to join him every now and then, at least as I do. But anyhow, it's been, you know, something that we've been really following closely or not, but following and knowing that there's always somebody in the group apart from Vance who has been supporting us and who has been, you know, he's always been there to give us feedback and to, you know, share. So it's an excellent way of learning together, really.
Yeah, Kim says she's amazed at how long we've been doing this. Yeah, it's been a very worthwhile thing to do. Podcast that you're looking at right now, Dan Bassel and Tutor Mentor, talk about someone who has been doing something really good for a long time. He's been helping underprivileged kids by providing them mentors in ways that are verging on Clay Shirky's, definitely utilize, you know, cognitive surplus and how people will help each other. And he's trying to leverage what he's doing with social networking. And so he's another impressive person. He has quite an extensive website, and someone who also pushes his, you might say it's his agenda, but it's actually other people's agendas. It's the agenda of the people that he tries to help. So there are kids in the Chicago ghettos who need assistance, and he tries to help them, and that's just kind of wonderful. But anyway, I think, you know, we support one another. I don't know if I used to play guitar, and I know that when you're performing on guitar, it's all up to the audience. I mean, you've certainly practiced a little beforehand, but if the audience is really enthusiastic, then you can play. And if the audience is kind of, you know, looking at one another and talking, and they're not really engaged, then not much happens. So I would say that I would agree with Rita, all except for the part where she said that if I weren't there, this whole thing would collapse. I certainly hope that would not be the case. In fact, I think that anything really worth doing is something that won't collapse when you leave it for whatever reason. And let's hope that WebHeads and this whole idea, you know, keeps going, and that people like Rita and Nina and maybe even Kim, you never know, and a lot of other people who've been in and out of our community, you know, just acting on their passions. It feels really good. I really like to do this, and it's definitely my passion. Yeah. Okay, Kim, do you have a question for us or any comments on anything, any way you can draw us out further on this topic? What else would you like to know about learning together? Well, let me phrase that another way. What should I be telling audiences in my presentations? What else should I be telling them about learning together?
Well, I think that, in fact, we've been the pioneers of social networking because we have been a social network for so long now. And quite before the advent of Facebook, we were already a community sharing and exchanging views and ideas. In fact, not only socially, as Facebook does, I mean, by the way, community I don't like, but academically, I mean, professionally. So this is a serious gathering of people academically bonded and who share ideas and who share experience and share, well, failures and successes. So I guess for someone who is serious enough and academically built, I would say that this is the perfect community.
Yeah, Kimberly, looked like you were about to say something. We get a little notice on our screen. Nina is saying that she's been promoting WebHits with her colleagues in Ukraine, and that everyone's enthusiastic and involved in all the activities. There's one that we, Kim was going to ask what we normally do here every week. Well, I suppose you could see kind of what we do from our archive index. Let me see if I can scroll back to it. See where that is. Sorry. Okay, here it is. There's the archive index. So that lists all the presentations in an easy-to-see space and shows you what we have done historically. Well, that's in the learning together part. The learning together doesn't always happen at the same time every week. Usually, I try to be here at Tapton at noon GMT just because that's kind of a touch base time. And so normally I'm available then, or I try to make myself available, and I go there, and sometimes David Wexler is there, or different people are there. Seems like over the years we've had different people, always somebody there, it seems, at noon GMT. But that person would possibly tell people who showed up what was going on, if they knew, or maybe they're just waiting around for instructions. So then we try to have a presentation, somebody giving some kind of learning experience, some presentation. If you just go through this list, so for example, just recently we were doing Electronic Village Online, so we had lots of content there at that point. And then we record all the presentations. Yeah, and Nina says that she has classes at this time normally, but she can at least watch the presentations, the recordings, and those are the ones that are archived at the Postgres blog site, that one right there. Okay, so I meant to put some links in the chat. I gotta remember to do this when I'm giving my presentation. If I don't put the link in the chat, this is the one I was looking at earlier, the archive index. If I don't put the link there, then the people who play the recording don't see it. So, good question, Kim. Do we always use Illuminate each week? Illuminate is kind of our default voice presentation tool, but we don't always use Illuminate. Sometimes we use Second Life or for IETEVL events, they usually use Adobe Connect. Depends on what people have. Sometimes we use Google Hangout. Jeff LeBeau likes the Hangouts, and he records them. So you can scroll through the Postgres blog, and you can see some of the different spaces that we occupy. Sometimes we use WizIQ. It just kind of depends on what people have, what the presenter wants to do, really. But Illuminate is free to us, and so we use it. Yes, Illuminate was bought. Nina asks, is it the same as Blackboard? Yeah, Blackboard, the Blackboard company, bought Illuminate and calls it Collaborate. So, but most of us have been using Illuminate for so long, we just call it Illuminate. It's kind of like, anyway. It's a different brand, but the same thing. Kim asked, do we always meet in Tapton and then move somewhere else? It depends on how long we did today, because I scheduled my event at 1300 GMT, so that would be meet in Tapton, and I was late because I was at work and I had to get away from work. I wasn't able to connect from there. So I got home 15, 20 minutes before my presentation, and Nina is asking, does anyone pay for using Illuminate? Yes, Learning Times pays. Learning Times is the generous benefactor who has given us this grant for years, you know, since, oh, probably, I think it was after 2002, but it must have been 2003 or so. And that has been one of the greatest benefits of Webheads, just to have this Illuminate site that we can go to. And we use it. We leverage it. We do recordings in it all the time. Learning Times is very supportive of that. They like to see it used. And, you know, it helps their reputation. And we had them online to thank them for it within the last few months, I think. Don't know if I can find... I don't think there's a search in this window, but it would be with Hope Kendell. Let's see if I can find Hope Kendell. I'll see if I can find the where we had her online and just kind of talk to her. Yeah, sorry, I must have clicked. I'm not sure. What did I say last? Where should I back up? I was reading from the text chat. What question did I ask last? Did you hear where I... Yeah, okay, yeah, I had the... For some reason, the sound was clicked off. I'm not sure how long it was. It must not have been very long. Anyway, well, Nina was asking if learning... Times sponsored Webheads. No, they don't. Webheads has no funding. We don't seek any funding, because if we put money into the mix, it would suppress the intrinsic motivation that people have to help one another. That's Clay Shirky's thesis in Cognitive Surplus. Talking about looking for someone. Okay, Kim said I was talking about looking for someone. Maybe that was an aside. Sorry, I have a misspelling here in the URL. Let me just put that right. Writing wiki spaces. I put WKI spaces. Let me correct that. Strange site. There we go. There's the right site. I was just trying to get back to you. Before we started, you started asking good questions. Rita had said that we were sort of at the forefront of social networking, and one of the things that we did was this experiment here. It's called Writing Matrix. And Rita was one of the participants. She was a teaching participant. I was just kind of somebody with an idea who thought that we would be able to put students together blogging if we could get them to find each other's blogs by searching on the tag of their blog post. And so we had the students write blog posts and tag them Writing Matrix. And before we used that tag, we searched on the tag and we came up with nothing. There was nobody in the world was using Writing Matrix, which is exactly what you want, because that meant that our students who used that tag were our students. So there was no pollution from from other things coming, you know, polluting your tag. So when we found a site that someone had tagged, or a blog post that someone had tagged Writing Matrix, it was a student who oh, I wonder if Nina says, why does this wiki space go in Russian and ads only? I had a misspelling. I hope you've got the right space now. This is the space, the one I put in the URL in the text chat. So if you click on that, if you're getting some other site, I left out an I from wiki spaces and it came up with a funny URL. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, I don't know, Rhea, you might want to say more about that, but basically that was an experience where we didn't know what would happen. We were experimenting. We had an idea. We used our students kind of as guinea pigs, and we experimented on them. It was quite a successful experiment. experiment. But that's how we learn. We didn't know it would work. We just tried it. And yeah, go ahead, Rita.
Oh yeah, Vance, I just wanted to add that for my students, I remember that group very clearly. It was an amazing experience because they realized the importance of going global, the importance of understanding that by participating through the web, they were reaching the world and they were being read by, not only by the teacher, what they really do every day and they have been doing for years now, but read by the whole world and able to connect with other people from different spots. So this realization really made them so much richer as human beings and so much more aware of the importance of going global, the importance of the advent of the internet, and the importance of they are learning English, in fact, because this was for most of them the first time in their lives when they were using the language meaningfully away from the four walls of our classroom. So it was quite an amazing experience.
Yeah, you had some pretty cool students. I remember the guy who said, looking for friends? Tagging man. That was from our trailer. The trailer must be up here somewhere. Let's see, I'm scrolling down looking for the trailer. You see it anywhere? That was a cool trailer. We presented this at the K-12 online conference, and I'm looking for the trailer. Oh well. If you find the URL, just put it in the text chat. For the little video trailer we made. That was so cool. I guess one other thing I will be telling the people, the audiences that I've got here, is probably about the TESOL Arabia EdTech meeting. Let's put this URL in here. This is really helping me. It's helping me to organize to see what, I've got extra T. I'm really doing poorly with the URLs, or at least that one didn't take me to a bad site. Okay, so this is the TA EdTech NING. That's a special interest group in TESOL Arabia. The TA, or Educational Technology, TA EdTech. And so if we check out the events, here we go. So from the main page, this is the events page. And we're trying to get people here interested in learning together. But this is kind of a funny thing, it's really hard to interest people. The people in my area don't come to these online events. They don't come to, I don't know, all the people who do it are people from around the world, but for some reason, the people that I work with face-to-face just don't come. And anybody can explain that? You could write a dissertation on it, I'm sure. Nina asked if it's going to be online. If you actually look down to Learning Together, let me see if I can find that URL. I'll give you the place where you can find all our presentations. They're all listed at the Volunteers Needed site. Actually, there's one site called Volunteers Needed, and that's here. So that site, if you scroll down there, you will see the presentations that are coming up. And you can see that on Friday, I'm just going to go and give a presentation in a normal room. But I've done this before at TESOL Arabia conferences. I take my computer. It hooks up just like it's being hooked up right now. It connects with the internet, it connects with the wireless, and I can just give the presentation as I'm doing right now. I just sit down at a desk instead of standing in front of a podium, and I just give it like this, and sometimes I turn the webcam around so that people in the audience can be seen. And it all seems to be working just fine, and that's so easy to do. You would think that Presenters would be doing that all the time because you can do it. You can, you know. You can just take your computer, your laptop there, and you can broadcast while you're talking if you want. So, of course, you can also do that with your students, as Booth showed us. I don't know if I have any of those URLs at hand, but I'm teaching academic communication this time around, and that's actually a presentation course. And I hope I'll be able to get my students into some sort of web spaces to make presentations. Okay, any more questions before we do a wrap-up? Yes, and Rita points out that students, of course, are the purpose for what we do. We are teachers. I am a teacher. So you can Google me if you want, Google Vance Stevens, and you'll find out all kinds of things about me. I think most of the first several pages in the Google search are all about me. So, basically I'm a teacher, and I've developed some software and coordinated teachers and coordinated computer-assisted language learning and made some publications and coordinate web heads. Kind of proud of that. Okay. Anything else we should talk about? Anything else that I should tell our audiences when I stand up in front of them and do something like this on Friday and again at the end of the month?
Well, yes, Vance, the importance of reaching every single place and every single spot and of being able to motivate teachers all around. And here in Argentina, we are so far away from places where the language is spoken, where English is spoken naturally, I mean on the streets, that we really enjoy the possibility of getting nearer, that is, nearer to people who speak the language. And that's the way, I mean, teachers and students from this remote place on the map can really participate actively, and this is an asset. It's incredibly important for us, and the teachers are getting to know here in Argentina, fortunately, have now realized that they can do it. And I guess that the webheads have reached Argentina, and many teachers from Argentina have joined the group, and many teachers have passed this on to other colleagues, and students are, you know, more aware of the fact that they can go global, and everything is, you know, improving in this sense. And I remember when we first joined the group, I mean, when I joined the group in 2002 or 3 and 4, it was just a freak, a geek in this country, and now I can see that everything is going so, you know, smoothly, but ahead, and I can see that people are realizing of the importance of the advent of the internet and that the webheads are, you know, well known worldwide. So I guess this is the most important, one of the most important features which you maybe should emphasize, Vance, because this has been your job, your work, and you have always believed in this, and this is the fruit, really, and of the whole enterprise.
Yeah, of course, it's so much nicer when that comes from someone else. You toot your own horn, you know, people might disbelieve you. But yeah, sure, there's a lot of evidence. And it's not just me either. It's you, Rita, and Nina, and all the other people who are working so hard to, just help each other learn. And that's the whole point of our profession. And that's what we like to do. And so it's nice to be able to do that, online and regularly, and meet really interesting people and really passionate people, people who really believe in what they're doing. And as you said, you know, as a language teacher, being able to get people out into the world, get people to realize that their language is not just being practiced inside a classroom, but it actually is communicative, it's authentic, it's it it has a force. It has a reason. You know, it has it does something positive. You know, and I mean, we learn language obviously to communicate. And if you're not really communicating because you don't have enough people around that you'd like to communicate with, well, that's what this kind of thing does. Is it gives you perspective. It gives you feedback. It lets you see. It gives you the confidence to know that. That you put yourself out into the world and other people, you meet people who do things better than you, or who respect what you do, or help you to do better. You know, so you meet those three kinds of people, and all of them are really valuable. That's the big takeaway from this kind of thing for the past 14 years. Yeah, as Rita says, people we would never have met had it not been for the Webheads community. Absolutely. And another really nice thing is when we go to conferences, a lot of people, when they go to big TESOL conferences, there are thousands of people there, and you tend to walk away from the conference center in the evening, and you walk down the street, and you're all alone, and you go back to your room, or you go to your out to eat with somebody, I don't know, you know, whatever. But Webheads, they're always seem to have places to go, and they always get together. It's quite nice. It's very social. Yep, making true friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Kim, I'm glad you could come and meet us, and I hope that you'll do something similar. You could bring us to your class if you want. We'd probably come and meet your class if you asked us. So, of course, that class might be in the middle of the night for me. I'm about 12 hours out of sync. Let's see, you said you're in Ohio. A lot of us are going to Philadelphia at the end of the month. That's where the TESOL conference is. Anyway, if you're going, you can, I'm sure that some webheads would definitely come and meet you no matter what time. And, so if you just, you can find us on our websites, or you can, like I said, you can Google me, and if you Google me, you'll find my email address, and you can find us easily on the internet. You can join our group. Let's see, maybe I should put that in there. I'll look somewhere. Where can I, anybody have the Yahoo group address handy? Oh, here we go. Yes, I think I can find it. Okay, I'm looking for it. Thanks for telling me, Rita. No sound. I'm doing that. I'm clicking off the... Yeah, so... Okay, well, I was telling you how we make the recording. Did I tell you that? Did I tell you how the recording gets made? Everybody has to leave the room? Did you hear that? It's actually my fault. I'm switching my mic off, and then I talk, and I'm not switching it back on. So you should be hearing sound now, yeah? Okay, yeah, sorry about that. Well, what I was explaining, I don't know how long it's been off, but when we all leave the room, the recording is made. Once everybody's left the room, I switch off the recording, then everybody leaves the room, the recording is made, and then I post a link in the Yahoo group. So if you go there, and I put the link for not only the group where you can join, but also the link to its messages. So if you go to that messages link sometime in the next few hours, you should see the recording link, because the recording is made immediately as soon as everybody leaves the room. And I was also saying, Kimberly, if you need time, you want to go back and click on some links and open, you know, actually, I've got all the links that I've posted right here. So for that last one, let me just put that in there. I'll just paste them all here for you. And then, you know, I could also put them in Tapton. So I'll put them here in the text chat. Okay, there's all the links that we've used tonight. I hope they're all separately. Let's see if I've got a Tapton window open here. Don't know where Tapton is. I wonder if I closed it somehow. Oh well. I don't even see my... I don't see the little one. I must have closed it by accident. Anyway, okay. Yes. Okay. That's good. All right. So I'm going to, I think, say goodnight, or at least stop the recording, and I'll just... Oh, goodness. This... There we go. Ah, there we go. No. There's a funny thing about the webcam. The webcam, you click on a window, and that buries the window. There we go. I think I'm transmitting. Is that me? It's got a little bit darker since I was here before. So, okay. I just want to say good night from Abu Dhabi. Vance Stevens here. And this has been Learning Together, our weekly session for March 4th. So, nice to see you all here, and nice to meet Kim. And looks like we made a good impression. And this is just all about one of our latest endeavors, Learning Together. So thanks very much. Okay, good. Glad you were here. Okay, anybody want to say goodbyes before I turn off the recording? Nina is trying to say goodbye. Okay, well, we heard the attempt. Okay, well, as I said, thanks very much for coming, and I'll stop recording now.